It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Amanda Leonard, and she is with SwellFishing.com. We're going to talk about, they've got a catfishing tournament that is coming up, and it's all part of a bigger San Rafael Swell River Fest, and we're going to talk about that with somebody else at a different time. We're just going to talk about the fishing, because they actually do three different events in the Emery County area, and they're all sounding like a lot of fun. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So let's just go ahead and talk about the website first and foremost. It's swellfishing.com, is that correct?
Yes.
And all of these, you guys do three different tournaments that you talked about throughout the year. The first one is that the Millsite on Ice one?
Yep, the Millsite on Ice tournament is every second weekend in January. And I think this coming up year will be the seventh annual tournament.
And that one went fairly well this last year, or this last January, correct? Now, did you have it in 2020 or no?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Did you have it in 2020 or no?
We did.
Oh, okay.
We had to run a little bit differently because of COVID, but we still had 300 participants and everyone was safe and it was a great time.
All right. And you said you actually have a tagged fishing one. Is it going on right now?
Yes. So it started May 1st and it goes until October 1st. So right now there are 50 tagged fish in Huntington State Park and Joes Valley State Park, and 48 in Millsite State Park, because two have been caught.
Okay. And what kind of prizes are behind it when people catch these fish, and what do they need to do? It's all right there on the website, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all on the website. But what we'll do is, as of October 1st, we'll see who has turned in their tagged fish and do a Zoom call, basically, with all of the winners, and do a live drawing with them then.
That sounds like that's a lot of fun. So, once again, if you're looking for information on that, you can just go to swellfishing.com. And now the one that's new, that's just starting this year, and as I said, it's kind of taking place at the same time as, starting a little earlier, though, than the San Rafael River Festival, and you're going to have a catfish tournament.
The Green River is something that the tourism office wants to find different ways to highlight, and so we thought both of these events complement each other, and we decided to use the catfish tournament as kind of the kickoff to the River Festival week. So the catfishing tournament is either individual or a two-man team event. It will start Friday night, July 30th at 5 o'clock p.m., and run through the night until noon on Saturday, that July 31st.
How are you going to judge the tournament?
So everyone has to be back to the pavilion at the Green River State Park at noon sharp, and it will be, for the individual, the single longest fish, so it'll be measured. We're not doing weight. And then for the team tournament, it'll be their two longest fish.
Okay. And so do they need to get on there ahead of time and register for this?
Yes. They've got to go to swellfishing.com, click on the catfish tournament tab, and they can get registered right there.
Okay, and is there any fee or anything that is part of this?
Yep, there is. It's a $50 entry fee, but they get a food voucher with that. It covers their entry into the state park. The first 100 to register get an awesome backpack cooler chair sponsored by the Emery County Travel Bureau. And we only have 5 left. We're almost to 100 people.
So you're almost there. And
almost there.
So I guess the question would be, and you kind of answered part of it, but what made you guys think of catfishing tournament? Just really just trying to promote the Green River? Or is there somebody out there that was like, you know what, this would be fun, let's try this?
You know, it's really when we started deciding that we wanted to do, you know, focus on the Green River. My husband and his friends have gone down before and done the all night long fishing for catfish thing. So it was just something I knew is a thing, or that you can do. And so that's really where it was born from. You can thank my husband and his buddies, I guess, for the idea.
And just getting out and having a good time. And
yeah.
And you know, and that's one thing too. That's true. It seems like a lot of people in our area, that's one place that they just love to go because they love to catch the catfish down there in Green River.
Yeah, and being able to do it all through the night, I think, adds an extra element of fun to it that, you know, other tournaments don't have.
All right. One last time, what's the website there, and they can go on and register for it?
It is 12fishing.com.
All right. So we've been speaking with Amanda Leonard, and that is for the catfishing tournament. Starts on Friday, July 30th, and it goes through the night. It sounds like a lot of fun. $50 to get in. That covers your food, your entry into the park, and that kind of stuff. Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.